You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bernadette Peters.
Hey, I'm Anissa Falls.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Fergie L. Philippe.
Hi, I'm Eliza Ullman.
Hola, soy Florencia Cuenca.
Y yo soy Jaime Lozano.
Hi, this is L. Morgan Lee.
It's Alex Brightman from Broadway and beyond.
Hi, this is Joe Iconis.
And this is Lauren Marquez.
Y estás escuchando.
And you're listening to
B-Way Show.
B-Way Show.
B-Way
Show.
The podcast.
Hey, friends. Welcome to B-Way Show, the podcast. Your home for theater conversations from a passionate Broadway fan and reporter. I'm your host, Shoshana, and I want to start off by emphasizing Black Lives Matter, period.
The show must go on!
This week's guest is Anissa Folds, who recently made her Broadway debut with Freestyle Love Supreme, Preem, Preem. Here's our conversation from July 14th, recorded for my live YouTube series, The Show Must Go On, Line. Enjoy.
Hello, we are live. Welcome to The Show Must Go On, Line. Today's guest is Anissa Folds. How are you doing today?
Hey, you know, I'm good. Today was a very busy day. There's a lot going on inside of the apartment.
I could only imagine. This is, we are Freestyle Love Supreme, Preem, Preem week, so
yeah.
It is press central. How are you feeling leading up to Friday?
I feel great. I'm excited. I'm excited for everybody to see the journey. The guys is true babies. They're Muppets. They are small and just trying to figure it out. It's fun to see the journey and how it just keeps growing, and it's, we're not going to stop. I'm excited for everybody to see it.
So have you seen it?
Yeah. Well, I saw it first at Sundance, where I went to perform after the screener. It was funny because that day we had come from doing another performance in Vegas, and then like at like 8 in the morning, and then got on a plane to Utah, where as soon as I got out of the car, they were like, all right, go to the stuff and repeat for press. And I was like, this is what this is supposed to feel like. You don't tell a woman to get off of a plane and go straight to step and repeat. And I had to go find a bathroom before the performance because I was like, can I please just pee, please? That was really fun though.
Right.
It was like a very intense day. And then you forget about the altitude there. And I was like, what's happening to me? And Tom Mikhail was like, it's the altitude. You have to relax.
Anissa, I love hearing these like behind the scenes things because you never think of that. Even with like a Broadway show or any sort of theater performance,
yeah,
you see what's on the stage or you see what's on the screen, and you don't know the like the panic that happened beforehand or the like,
yeah,
please, can I have a bathroom break?
Yes, please. I'm gonna pee my pants.
The sounds of the city. Are you in New York right now?
Yeah, Brooklyn. Where are you? You're right.
I am in Washington State, actually.
Right. How's that?
I'm
taking over the interview.
You know what? You did that last time.
I always do this. I just like to know what people are doing.
Please. This is the best. Side note. I was rewatching our interview from the theater. And it was so much fun. And when you just took the mic and you're like, I'm the reporter now.
Oh my God. I probably did.
So good. But, you know, it's great here. Like, it's like this little cabin, and I have an adorable dog who's just like, he's chilling outside. He might want to come in at some point, and then
Bring the dog. Please bring the dog. Okay. Please bring the dog.
It's gonna happen. Inevitably, like, halfway through, he, like, scratches at the door. But if I were to let him in right now, then he would be like, wait, let me out. And it's a dog's life.
They're never satisfied.
No, they're not. Speaking of which, have you seen Hamilton?
Yeah, I've seen Hamilton. Yeah, of course. I'm gonna watch it again soon. Not soon, I'll wait a bit. But it's just crazy to watch it now with people who haven't seen it in my life that are now like, oh my god, this is so great. And they're obsessed. Yeah. But you're late.
I know.
But, yeah, it's awesome. I'm happy that everyone gets to see it.
Yeah, it is crazy to see all these new fans and be like, yo,
where you been?
Welcome to the squad.
Yeah. I love it. I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
And I thought I should shout out some of the people I see commenting here. Hello, Lisa and Eva and Judy. Lisa saying, Anissa, there's plenty of time to explore being a reporter.
Right? We have quarantine.
True.
Oh, God.
What have you been up to during quarantine?
Yeah, just figuring it out. What a weird time we are in. It's wild because right before quarantine, I was so busy and I kept saying, I'm going to have a panic attack one of these days. And then this happened,
right. Which
is not what I asked for. But yeah, at the beginning, I felt very overwhelmed and I was being asked to do a bunch of things and a lot of Zoom meetings and Zoom hangs. And then I just found myself getting overwhelmed as I would get in the real world when I was overwhelmed. And I had to force myself to take a step back and just rest because I was going for so long and I hadn't stopped in a while. And so, you know, taking some time and then teaching with the academy for the kiddies, which has been just the joy. Taking a step back from things when I just don't feel like doing it, and trying to learn how to say no, which is something I struggled with a lot in, you know, in all walks of life. Yeah, just been working on stuff with FLS, some corporate things, and working with the choir I used to be in when I was a kid. And yeah.
Wow. That it is so important, though, something you touched upon, which is learning how to say no to this. And I'm glad you didn't say no to this, though, because you're so.
Of course.
But it is so true. I mean, even thinking back to March, which feels like eons and eons.
That was 3 years ago. What are you talking about?
I don't understand how this has all just been 2020.
We're in July. How?
What? No, I don't believe it.
I don't have time.
I know. I don't know about you. We've been doing Pizza Sunday, which has been this like really nice, constant, something to like, A, remember what day of the week it is, because that's so difficult. And some sort of thing that like makes you feel like it's a weekend and something relaxed with. So that happened maybe a month and a half ago or so, and ever since then it's just been like this really nice addition. So that's just my little
make something consistent, because we're missing that from our lives. Routines.
Yes. And we will get all into the Freestyle Love Supreme Academy, which is amazing, and so happy to be a graduate. Let's start at the very beginning, a very good place to start. And let's hear your origin story. How did you get into musical theater and freestyling and all of this to begin with?
I became an X-Men by... Just kidding. So...
Thank you for that. Thank you.
Of course. My name is Wolverine. And... No, I... born and raised Queens, New York. You know, I just have always been into singing, and my mom put me in a sports program, and I was like, I don't want to do this after this, like, second or third year. And she was like, okay, you could have just said that. What do you want to do? And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I guess I like to sing. And then she put me in the choir in church, and then she put me in this program called Wingspan Arts in elementary school. What are you drinking?
Isn't it so fancy? It's just sparkling raspberry water, raspberries, and blueberries.
Oh, I could do that.
These little things,
frozen fruit.
These life hacks are just like they make it and have it in a chalice. Too. L'chaim.
So then I was in sixth grade and my teacher was giving out solos for We Are the World. And ooh. I was like really excited because I love to sing. But then I did it and I freaked out and the teacher was like, wow, you can sing. Do it again. I was like, I really don't want to. And she was like, do it again. And then she was like, you have to be in the musical. And I was like, no. And then this other girl, Raven, was like, I want to be Bloody Mary. And the teacher told me, you're going to be Bloody Mary. And I was like, but she wants it, so she should have it. And then my mom came to a teacher conference and Miss Cerner, the music teacher, was like, listen, Anissa has a gift and she doesn't want to use it. You need to talk some sense into her. My mom was like, oh, I will. You're doing the musical. So I did that. And then Miss Zerner, she just kept putting me to like do things and sing in concerts for the school. I didn't want to. I was so shy. My mom, she just kept pushing me to put me in things. I was in a professional children's choir, which is what I've been working with now, Wingspan Arts Theater Conservatory. And then I just started to love musicals. Then I was introduced to In the Heights. And yeah, that was the one that made me want to audition for schools because mm-hmm. I like musicals and I was interested in them, but I didn't really see myself that much on stage.
Right.
And I just didn't know. I needed proof that I could do it. I don't know. I don't know yeah. if In the Heights proved to me that I could do it, but it was familiar. I know those people. I grew up with the people and the culture on stage, and it was familiar. It's New York, and those are my friends. And it just felt so familiar. That's it. And it just made me say, hey, you can do this. They're rapping on stage now. You know, there's salsa and bachata and all that stuff on stage now. It's changing. So you don't know what could happen. Got some confidence and auditioned for schools. I was still scared all my 4 years, but my life has been a series of people pushing me, and I thank them all.
Wow. It's amazing to think, because there are some people who want to be pushed. Like, they, like in the back of their mind, they know that they have the talent, they have what it takes. So, like, I just need that nudge. And some people are like, no, please stop.
I was scared. A crippling anxiety as a kid, just, like, so shy I wouldn't speak. So.
Wow. That's so crazy to think about after having seen you on stage and, like, getting to know you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I still struggle with it and stuff in like tiny ways. It's mm-hmm. like not being able to say no to people or stick up yep. for myself in certain situations. You know, I'm trying to work through it all. It's been a life journey.
Don't I know it?
Yes.
Anxiety, even like with this, you know, like I've been trying to like work up the courage. Like sometimes you reach out to someone or you reach out a second time and you're like, oh, I feel so awkward about
yeah.
it. Same time, like I hear from other people that's what they do, so it's yeah. not like this is out of the norm, but mm-hmm. there's that voice inside of you that's like,
of course,
why are you doing this,
or yeah.
blah, blah, blah.
Caring too much about what people's reaction is going to be with you, you know, that's something mm-hmm. that I yeah. And then to be on stage, you have to completely let that go. And that's why I like doing freestyle as a thing, because you don't have time to think about anything,
right? Yes. Yes, I want to talk all about that. I am hearing Slim bark, which means that
Slim,
this might be a
Slim,
good time.
Slim, 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 Slim,
Slim.
Come to us.
Do you want to come in? Now he's like, oh, he's literally just giving me this look. Want to come in, bud?
Hi, puppy. Now, what kind of puppy is that?
Slim is a pit bull mix. He's a rescue. He is the bestest dog.
Aw, hi, Slim.
Hi.
It's very hot today, and that makes him.
Oh, yes, it is.
Very confused where to go and what to do, you know?
Am I wrong for being okay? I don't like quarantine, but I'm okay with being quarantined for the summer right now because I don't. The New York City subway platforms feel like the devil is slapping you on the face.
Yes.
As soon as you walk down there. And I had to do some traveling yesterday. It was my first time feeling like a little bit of normal working. I got to work with Jelly, Andrew Bancroft on a project, and we met in the city, and you know, it was real safe. We were all in separate studios.
Yeah.
But then walking through the city and trying to, with that mask on my face, and I felt like I was going to pass out. Still work though, but like, I literally was like, I might die. This is okay. I just was having a lot of trouble breathing. I hadn't eaten enough food, and then
Oh, no.
I was like, "Oh, this is it." it's hard in the summer with the mask. So I'm not mad about, you know, unless I'm in the mountains or a beach, you know. But
I miss being in like pools and beaches and all that part. So because we have a backyard here, we literally have like a kiddie pool set up with like a little whatnot, and Slim and I just hang out, and it's,
you gotta do, get in that pool and drink your wine.
It's a good time. It's a good time. It's very enjoyable, and just spending time with this dog who is the light of my life. I love him so much.
Aww.
And I agree with you in the sense that like I would never have wished for this at all.
Yeah.
But having the opportunity to be here and take a break from some of the stresses of the real world and kind of like making your own schedule, because everything is just like when it is, and you can do stuff during the day or night, or like I tend to be a night person. So I'll like sleep late and then I'll wake up, you know, whatever. And I'll like,
when do you fall asleep?
Ooh, Anissa. what a question.
Tell the people the truth. I don't know the truth. I'm just being annoying.
Recently, during quarantine especially, I feel like it's just gotten like worse and worse. So like midnight is like standard, sometimes 1, sometimes 2. Who's to say?
Midnight. When did you go to sleep before?
You know, it's interesting because I guess with a lot of theater, you know, you get home at like midnight at the earliest, 1 o'clock. So I guess I've just been doing the same sleeping as well, except there's just no transportation. So it's just like the idea of like, you're done with your day and you're really tired and you're like, oh, but I can't sleep. So then you just toss and turn for like X amount of time. How about you?
I have some severe sleeping issues. I'm self-diagnosed. I know Andrew is too. So we always talk about that because Jelly's like, his eyes are always so wide. I'm like, how are you awake when I know for a fact you don't sleep? I did not used to have this problem. Your girl used to be able to sleep anywhere at any time. For some reason now, the mind won't stop racing. And like, if I don't take something, which is like some melatonin that I've been taking, if I don't take something, I don't go to sleep. Even still, I don't take the melatonin until later. But, like, you know, 3 a.m. is pretty... 2 a.m., 3 a.m. Yesterday, I went to sleep at, like, 1:30. Because
look at you.
That was good. It's just... Yeah, it's especially when there's not things... You know, I don't have anything to do, so it doesn't really matter.
Right.
So...
Yeah, that's kind of been that journey throughout quarantine to, like... That's like why I started The Show Must Go Online, is that I needed some sort of
realness,
some sort of reality. Absolutely. That like,
I love that.
I'm still a theater reporter. I still can do my job.
And all the people you have access to right now, like that's awesome. Do you drink coffee?
Anissa, so cute. Do I drink coffee?
I don't. And that's the problem. It's like, I don't sleep. What? And then I wake up, I'm tired, and I don't drink coffee or anything. Lynn put me on to this Red Bull because he used to drink this Red Bull backstage, and I was like, I don't know how you drink that, but I don't sleep, and something has to give.
Oh.
And he's like, here, try it. And this was like not early on, but it was like when we did a few shows together, and I was like, you're just gonna let me taste from your soda? Like, I can just drink. Okay. And then I drank it. It's really good. It's the yellow Red Bull. It tastes like Fanta. Except I did drink it once before a show, and my insides were like this. You have to give yourself some time for. But yeah, I don't drink coffee, and if it's before a show, very, very rarely, if I absolutely need it.
I can't understand that. I'm such a devoted coffee drinker, specifically of the iced flavors, and
smells good, but I don't.
Anissa, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry you don't get that part of your life. The iced coffee enjoyment of walking around with an iced coffee in your hand, which is like a way of life for me.
I'm sorry. I'm okay. I'll take a smoothie any day.
I do love a good smoothie. So So let's talk slightly more about FLS. I'm sure people are loving this, like, real talk of our lives.
It's just, it's truly banter.
It's the best. It's the best. It's what the people come for. Give the people what they want. I guess we should start with how you got into the squad. Because I know, but, like, maybe other people want to find out how you went from the academy into Broadway.
Yeah, as I said, I had been a fan of In the Heights, and then because of In the Heights, I found out about Freestyle Love Supreme, and I went to the first show with my friend Nikaudi, because she introduced me to both, and I was blown away, because I'd never seen people doing this kind of theater before, where it was improv, but music and rap, and it was just so cool to me. And I'd seen it on stuff like Wildin' Out and stuff, but that was all people just dissing each other. Which I am scared of. I'm afraid to rap battle somebody outside the Freestyle Supreme. Like, please don't be mean to me, please. I just can't do it. It's funny because Kayla Milady, she introduced me to this thing. It's that a bunch of the guys used to go back in the day. It's like Freestyle Mondays. And then Ukars was like, when he found her, he was like, did you spit in these? Did you spit? Like, I used to be there all the time. Hell no, I didn't spit. These people are dissing each other to each other's faces. I will cry on that stage. I am shy and I anxious. No. Anyway. So, I'm not shy anymore, but still my insides can't take anything.
Fair.
So I just fell in love with what they were doing and that it was a positive thing. And I told this to someone earlier, is I recently, during quarantine, what are you going to do? I went through my old Tumblr, my high school Tumblr, college Tumblr, and I found this post that said, just saw my second Freestyle Love Supreme show. I would love to be a part of something like this. And that is just a testament to what's for you and just the journey. And I just ended up where I was supposed to be. So I saw that they had the Ars Nova show last winter and I missed it. And I was so sad I missed it. And then I saw that they were having the Academy. So I just randomly one night signed up for it and completely forgot and didn't think anything of it. I thought a bunch of people would sign up. You know, I tried my hand or had wanted to try my hand at, what was David's thing at the Public called with Raphael?
Oh, the bars?
Yeah, you know, something like that. I was trying to figure out if I could get into that before. And then I saw you had to, like, do a video stuff. And it's a lot of work. So I didn't end up doing that multiple years in a row. And then I saw it at the Academy. So I signed up for that. And, you know, a couple of weeks passed by. I really forgot about it, and then I got in, and at the time I was so excited, and but I couldn't, and I was like, I can't pay for this right now, and I'm about to leave to go do a show for 2 weeks in Missouri, and you know, they just messaged me back and they were like, no, we want you here, pay when you can, but do it, and like it's gonna be worth it. And it was just, I mean, you know, it's such a fun environment. You know, as someone who has been freestyling for a long time as a joke, not, you know, I don't talk myself to be anyone professional or like an actual real rapper. I don't know. But I had this in me, but I had never used it or applied it to something like this. And to get to use that, it's just so fun. It's like, I don't know, I just had never used it before. And I was, of course, nervous walking into this new space, but seeing everybody just jumping in, being so vulnerable, being so open, being not afraid to fail, because that's what it is. Like, you don't have to be the best rapper. You just go in there as yourself. That is what Freestyle Love Supreme is. And, you know, for me to end up on Broadway as myself, as an actor who's been in this career with so many, you know, rejections? I don't know. Real drunk off the seltzer.
Damn seltzer.
Oh my goodness. So many rejections where you start to internalize these things and start to think, maybe this is not it. Maybe it's me. I was in callbacks for Waitress for final callbacks a few times. And, you know, when the latest time it happened, my manager was like, all right, we got to go get some lessons or coaching on this because what gives? And I don't know. Yeah. And of course, is it me? But it's not. It's as an actor, for when these things happen, they can be so minuscule. But you're a few inches off from the person before you, and it sucks that it has to be that way, but it is. But then again, what's for you is for you. So, you know, working in that environment and you getting to know Chris, there was a opportunity that came up where him and Jelly were asked to perform at this National Sawdust thing for the veterans, and they needed a third person. They needed a singer, and nobody was available. And then Chris was like thinking, and he was like, oh, one of our students, maybe Anissa. And I had to figure out that whole thing because I was in a show at the time, and there wasn't coverage, even though there should have been. That's another story, because it's
there should always be,
and especially if it's an equity show. But you know, some people don't have those things together. But I was like, this is the greatest opportunity of my life to perform with these people. I have to go. And they couldn't find me one, and it was a whole thing. And the producer left this horrible message on my phone. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I don't know what this means for me, but I have to go do this thing. And I've been thinking about leaving that show for a while. But I went and I did that FLS performance, and I was scared out of my mind, but I felt so, it just felt so right. I felt like I was in the right place. I did the right, I took the right choice and did what I had to do. And then I ended up quitting that show because of how I was spoken to, and I didn't want to do it. And it was into the unknown. I was going to do a show at North Shore Musical Theater, but after that, I didn't know what was going to happen. But I knew that this was what I had to do. And I went to work at North Shore, and then I ended up getting a email like that first day to come audition for the cover at Telsey. And then there's that whole story. That's another thing where I had to figure out how to get there. And then I took the train at 4 a.m. to go into the audition room with Tommy Kail, Chris Jackson, James Iglehart, like shitting myself. And I was so scared, but it was the most, when you are an actor, you audition and you start to, I don't know, I had developed this audition anxiety, you know, with the rejection and stuff. I started to hate auditioning. I didn't want to go there because I felt, I used to tell my friends, I was like, here I go, auditioning for no reason again.
No.
Just like, all right, cool. But I went in there and it was just great because, you know, how do you audition for Freestyle Love Supreme? With people, we have to see how you relate to everyone. So it was truly us in the room at Telsey having a party. I was so scared, but we had microphones and amps, and Tommy was like, all right, do this, go. And we were just playing back and forth, and Chris Jackson and James kept being like, sorry. And I was like, all right, great. I need to go catch a flight because I had to get back to do a show.
Right.
Got on a flight. It was delayed. I was crying. The flight attendants were like, girl, you okay? And I was like, no. Everyone was texting me, my manager, the artistic director of North Shore, where are you? We're about to start the show, because I had to be there and I thought I was going to make it. But I, you know, got into the taxi cab after we got off the plane and was putting on my wig prep in the back seat, and then got to backstage and walked on stage for my first entrance, first line, didn't miss anything. And that was crazy. I was like, yo, okay, this means to me that this day was worth it, you know? Because I, you know, old me, I don't want to cause trouble. I don't want to tell the people at North Shore, hey, I gotta go. I don't want to let anybody down, but it was just, it worked out. And then got a call like a few days later, but I was asleep. But then I listened to the voicemail and I called them back, so.
That's a great voicemail.
Yeah.
And I love that story, even shows how you became ready for a situation like how we were saying at the beginning of this show, that like sometimes you have to go from a flight to the red carpet to the thing and you're like, I need a break, but sometimes you don't get that break.
Yeah.
And you just, like, you rocked it because you had to. There's that, like, adrenaline rush that is just, like, I have no other choice.
Yeah, and I wanted to. I mean,
yeah,
that's the other thing. It would have been different if it was, like, no, I didn't want to. But I just, I had a really great experience at North Shore, and I wanted so badly to be able to be there again. And it was, you know, I didn't want to let down my cast.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they saw that because I was like, are y'all mad? And they're like, no. It was a whole thing, but yeah.
That's amazing. Cat,
when I walked on that stage for that entrance, my cast was like, oh my god. grandpa.
Having a supportive cast is the best.
Yeah. Good people.
Yeah, just like the great people at Freestyle Love Supreme Academy.
Yeah.
I love them so much, and we've been doing these rap recesses online that we used to do in person, and yeah. It's such a cool thing because they've been doing it really throughout quarantine, and at the beginning I wasn't really ready, my mental state wasn't in that space, and you know, more recently I've noticed that it gives me, especially like the Sundays at 2 o'clock here, 5 o'clock, you know, New York time, it gives me that like sort of routine. And like, even if I'm anxious or I'm feeling down, there's something about being in that room with those people and the lightheartedness of freestyling and not being judged, and you get to try your brain. Like, do you find that this is just like a different energy than other kind of groups?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As I said before, I'm afraid to battle rap. But it's not about that at FLS. And I feel like that could be a deal breaker for a lot of people that want to pursue something like this, or yeah. I don't like battle rap. It's cool. It's fun to watch, but I'm like, I'm offended for you.
Right.
That somebody just said that.
No.
But yeah, it's just a different environment. I know that every time I teach the kids, no matter what I'm feeling, it's been so fun to watch them just learn and take this in, especially virtually teaching. I was like, oh no, I'm real skeptical about this. And yeah. Just watching the way that they have been absorbing it all and growing has been just the most fun.
Oh, I love that. You know, I was just thinking, I need to message my cousin Eric, because I'm trying to think how old he is. 15? It's like, God. I remember the day he was born, and so it's like a weird thing to think that he's like now a human that like does things that. And like drives. Nope, yeah. That's weird. but he loves that type of stuff, and I've been meaning to.
15? Yeah. What's a class I teach?
Oh, really? Oh my God, that would be so much fun. I'm making a note. I have these little sticky notes with notes, and it's great. Sticky notes with notes. They're great. What are the odds?
So fun.
Yes, which has some other fun things I'd love to talk about. But I was thinking this could be a fun opportunity to stop chatting and start either singing or freestyling. What do you want to do, Anissa Foltz?
I don't know. We could get words from people.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I love that. Okay. Friends, comment them. I've seen you commenting this whole time. I want to hear
are they
like
saying?
Like a
do you guys say? I'm sorry. Please continue. I'm the worst.
You are the worst, but
yeah.
Yes. Okay. Cool. I'm gonna give it another second or two, because it kind of takes like a hot second to get these in. And I was thinking, should I beatbox for you? But I'm gonna say no, because there's a bit of a delay.
Yeah. Can you share the screen like we do on the thing? I don't know how to do it.
I am trying to figure it out. I don't know what it would do if I did this too.
I could play something over here.
Ooh, fancy.
I'm afraid if I press the share screen button, it might do something.
I know, that's why I'm like, I would do it, but if something went wrong and technology stopped.
Oh my God.
What?
Nothing. I was like trying to figure it out, but I won't. Just imagine. I already had too many issues earlier.
Right. That's why. Because normally I would like wait a little bit longer to do this, but I'm like, let's just get this.
Yeah, let's do it. You got some words?
I do. We have even a throwback here.
Yeah. All right, what was the first word?
Slushy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Get on this beat, I might be a little rusty. Go to the 7-Eleven, I get a slushy. My name's Anissa, no, you cannot touch me. But what's up? Don't hush me. Shh. I don't know. What is the next word? Show.
Gesticulate.
Come in, what you heard? Yeah. It's 5, 5, 6, 7, 8. Go to the club, I gesticulate. Yeah, I'm feeling great. What's the next word? So I can maybe take. Oh.
James Bond.
You got it going on. Yeah. You're looking so fly. James Bond, you're my number one guy. Yeah. You're getting really sneaky. looking really freaky. You writing all your notes, yeah. What's sneaky? What?
Coffee.
Coffee in the morning. Yeah, we doing it on and on. I don't eat coffee, though. I drink it. Just kidding. What you thinking? This is chaotic. Wow.
Summer.
Yeah. In summer. What a bummer. Yeah, it's Quagmire. Giggity, giggity. I'm staying inside. F the humidity.
Yes. Oprah.
Yeah, huh. Yeah, you know I'm eating that okra. I'm gonna get a new car from my girl Oprah. She got like a big ass house. I'm trying to be there. I'll even be a mouse. Yeah. I don't know. I would really like to live in her house though.
Interview.
Yeah, this is the best interview that you ever did seen. Yeah, sitting here with show. Yeah, freestyle up supreme. It's Anissa Foles on the mic, if you know what I mean. And maybe later I might clean something. Or maybe I might sing, eat an onion ring. Yeah, maybe I can get some things. Thing one, thing two, cat in the hat. You're not stopping me. How about that?
Yes, oh my God. This is the best. We're going to do one more. We're going to end it right here before there's two more.
Yes.
This is last word. It is laughter.
Ha. Yeah. What's the only thing I'm after? I got the punchline. You bring the laughter. Yeah. You know it's all played. I like to mix my Red Bull with Gatorade. That is not true. It just rhymes. Oh man.
Oh my gosh, that was amazing.
Sometimes you just say whatever comes to your head and it doesn't make sense, but keep going.
Yes, like it's the best because it's kind of like stream of consciousness. My teacher used to have us like start the class sometimes, and we would just like back in high school, it would be like, here's 5 minutes, just write down whatever you're thinking. There, it doesn't have to have a rhyme or reason. And I found that to be so helpful. Shout out Mr. Alter. Welcome to the best. And that's kind of what I think of with doing freestyling, is that like, there's no right or wrong answer, you know, unless if someone's like swinging you up and having you do like that great punchline. But there's no like right or wrong. It's just like whatever you say, and then it's so much fun.
Yeah, the best.
Amazing. Here, wait, we have some new comments.
Fun with friends.
Yes.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUPS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Oh, yay. Okay. People are loving this. And Judy said we started and ended with her. So that's exciting. Thank you. Thank you for those great suggestions, everybody.
Yeah.
We had some good variety, which I love too. That was so much fun.
Yay.
Going to like FLS too and like making sure you got there just early enough that you could like scribble something on the page. Did you, back in the day when you were also going?
What a great question. Because no. So I remember one show I went to, I don't remember where it was, but I remember they were doing the words by Twitter. That was cool. Wow, it's playing music again. They were doing the words by Twitter, so that was cool. We could just feed in the words, and they came up on the screen, and they would grab it from there, which was so sick, but no phones. no more. But no, it's really funny because when we were in rehearsal and they were like, all right, we need to practice doing Day in the Life. And it's like sitting here in this new 42 rehearsal studio. It's like my dream. They're trying to do an example of Day in the Life for us. And they're like, do you have one? And it was me, my personal Day in the Life done for my eyes was just incredible.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I was lucky enough to also have a Day in the Life.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah, yours was better because you got it on stage. That's awesome.
Yeah, but you were like also on that stage. So I'm.
Played your grandma.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I wish, you know, I love that they're not filmed so that you can like really be in the moment and not have to worry. But you also, won't, yeah. I remember bits and pieces of it, but I was just like so in the moment and remember loving every moment and my face just beaming so much that I was like laughing so hard. And just seeing all those different aspects of my life played out and grandma and Annette being played by FLS members and then talking about my life and the coffee and just every aspect of it that you don't necessarily think of all the details of your day. But when Anthony says, so what'd you have for breakfast? And you're like, I'll let you know, but I also have like this really cool thing happen to me and I don't want to forget to tell you the cool thing happened. Are the details in FLS something that people might not think about if they're just going, oh, it's a freestyle show, it's new every night, but it's those like little details that either Anthony will ask or whoever's doing that mic one for the night, you get to think of what are those like little questions that I need to ask as a follow-up in order to do my job kind of grew as you were with Freestyle Love Supreme.
Yeah. I just, the way that Anthony and Jelly, you know, Jelly is very influenced by Anthony when he does it, but also does it in his own beautiful way.
Yes.
The way that they're able to relate to people and sit there and just really get them to open up and make them feel safe. And I just think it's so awesome. I don't know. You just got it. He really does a good job of getting them on his side. Were you there? I feel like you might have been there. There was this one show with this guy who's from Jersey. I don't remember his story. I just know that he was such a character that he got.
Wait, was it the like Italian?
Yes.
The, like,
do you remember that?
Yeah.
He got a standing ovation.
Yes.
And then I remember UTK asked a follow up question. He was like, "Where you been, man? Come on, we already did that. What are you talking about?" And it was so. I don't know, but yeah, I personally would. Be on myself if I had to do mic one, but you know, who knows what the future will hold. I don't know, but I think that they do a really beautiful job just talking to someone like they're friends,
right.
And I think that is what is special and make people want to just tell us about themselves.
Get over here, get out of here, get out of
it. What a big bada boom. What are you doing? What are you talking about? We already talked about that. What the hell?
I already told you. Haven't you been listening about my daughter?
Stupid. That was so funny. I've almost beat on myself on that stage a few times, though.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
They're stupid.
So, okay, that was such a good moment. There have been some really stellar people up on that stage, like Sis, love Sis.
Yes! Sis has her own platform now.
I know, and I had Sis on this interview series.
Oh, yeah.
And that was, like, because of FLS. Like,
amazing.
I met Sis because, you know, Sis went up on that stage
and
made
stole
an
the show.
Impact.
Stole
and,
the show.
Oh, amazing.
I was in the audience for that one.
That was a good one. Are there any other moments, you know, either a special guest or, you know, you being up on that stage that now that you've had a little bit of time to, like, think about it, that has really stuck with you?
Yeah, it's wild getting to meet people through this and, you know, getting to work with people that I've watched growing up and stuff. Wayne Brady. Stupid. Like, it's so incredible to get a true masterclass from the king, Wayne Brady. He is phenomenal and just does all these things and is fearless. And that's the most incredible thing, is to watch him not care and go into new games day of 15 minutes before the show. And they'll be like, Wayne, he's like, I'll try this, but has never done it before and doesn't care and changes the game and did things on stage that we were, even the OGs, like Ukarch, was like, I'm stealing that. Like, I learned this from Wayne, you know?
Yeah.
And getting to meet, you know, the celebrities that would come, that was crazy and awesome. And for them to acknowledge me first, because as I said, I'm scared. Even Lynn, when he first met me, I was like, let me hide in this corner. He was like, Anissa, hi. I wasn't hiding, but I was just like, I'm not going to go up to you first. I don't want to bother you. But it's a cool cheat when you're on stage and the celebrities can come up to you because they saw you do the thing. So that's fun. But yeah, some certain stories and things that have stuck with me. Probably my first show with UTK when he... It was wild meeting Lynn for the first time and just going right into doing a show with him. And meeting UTK for the first time and going right into doing a show with him. And that's such an interesting way to meet somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, who does a show like that where you meet this person for the first time earlier that day? That's insane. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm the new kid here. I don't want to, you know, I'm the new kid and I'm the youngest person on stage. Don't want to step on anybody's toes. But like, okay, nice to meet you. We were doing, I think, what's that called? Second Chance. And he, it's been a while. He heard me sing for the first time. And I just remember him being like, freaking out. And he was like, whoa, mom, did you hear what that judge just did? She sounds great. She could do it again. I was playing a judge in the scene. And I just started dying laughing. He was like, no, for real, keep going. And I just started singing. And like going off, and you know, when you sing good, you meet people like, I'm gonna throw a shoe at you. And so the guys just started throwing shoes, and I kept singing, turned around, and was like, in my old world, turned around, and there were chairs, and shoes, and water bottles, and clothes. And that was really fun. But then getting to do True with UTK later that day, and I like spit whatever. And then he spit, and he literally said on stage, like, yo, this is the first time we're meeting tonight to everybody. You're great. You're about to learn more about me. And then told me about him being sober for these many years. And, like, I don't know. It's just a beautiful thing. And I'll never forget that. And I think he'll never forget that. That was the first time we met, and it was just crazy. And then, you know... working with Lynn and watching how he does things, just working with everybody in general. And there were some special times. I remember my friend Emmy came to see a show and we got the word timeless. And I was like, I don't know, I'm supposed to go first. What am I supposed to do? And then I looked in Emmy's face and I was like, yeah. So in college, senior year, we had a friend pass away, like like 2 weeks before graduation. We were all supposed to graduate together. And he passed away from like the meningitis randomly. And yeah. And so can you imagine the trauma of us, all of us just like losing our friend, like what? And so I just started rapping and like crying while I was rapping. I was like, yeah, Emmy's here. And our friend Patrick, like he meant this much to us and all of this. And like, Say Less, I know he's not here, but to me, he's timeless. And I just started bawling. Audience stood up, like first time. I don't think anyone got, I was the only one besides that guy. I don't remember his name, from New Jersey. That got a standing ovation in the middle of the show. But everybody stood up and started clapping, and then all the guys came over and started like hugging me, and they're like, this is for Patrick, this is for your friend. And what show do you get to, what show, where does that happen? It doesn't. It's just this most special, one of a kind thing. And there's so many moments I'll carry with me, and there's so many moments I forgot because it's not the same every night, and that's as much fun when somebody reminds me.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, that hit me right there, because it is true. Y'all just like give your hearts out on that stage, and it's such a unique time and space and opportunity to be in the room where it happens. I had to throw like one.
This is the third one.
I know.
You've done three so far. I'm kind of to get a shot glass.
Oh my god. And Eva said that she was at that show. That's crazy. Aww.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot. But
very special.
And the show before that you were talking about with you and UTK, that was the day I went on the stage, was UTK's first performance.
What the heck?
I know.
Yeah. It was like the whole A2 Broadcast was there. And
yeah.
I think like, I don't remember the other cast, but yeah.
Right. And that added this like almost scary element for me, because they were like, and the cast of Moulin Rouge and this and that are here. And I'm like, cool. I'm just
going to
and hope I don't make too much of a fool of myself.
You're perfect.
Thank you, my dear. Yeah, people are just crying over there. It's cool. Lisa, Judy, I am crying. I'm crying like they're talking about at Disney in Japan. I'm crying on the inside. Did you hear about that?
Scream on the inside, yeah.
Yeah. That's, Japan. I love you. It's from Japan. Big fan. A few other things, but I would be remiss not to ask you about what it is like being a Black woman in theater, especially now with all of the Black Lives Matter movement and protests and speaking out against injustice and wanting more people like Cody backstage and all the different elements of it. Can you talk about that part of your journey?
My Cody, who should have won for the Actors' Equity election, but whatever. Yeah, I mean, this time has been, you know, we've been going, and now we're torn away from our everyday lives and forced to sit with ourselves. And just everything that's going on with COVID and the stress of that, and then to add the murdering of Black bodies on top of it, and to, I'm happy that we have to sit with this. I'm happy that so many people have had the time to sit and reflect and be held accountable, and also just think about how their language and actions affect other people and other humans, and just learn what human decency is and what is appropriate and what's not, and that we're unpacking things that Black people have been like afraid to be vocal about because they don't want to be labeled as angry or a troublemaker or one of the bad ones. Or, you know, I personally have had it, especially in the early weeks of June when all of this was at its height, I was like not in a good place at all. It brought up so many wounds and so many microaggressions and things and working. I mean, most of my racial situations dealing with racist people have been in theater, like in theater settings. And so it's just a lot of things that I've been carrying, as I said earlier on, as we were talking about me not liking confrontations and being shy and not standing up for myself in certain situations. It's all of that stuff. Like, so many things have happened where I've just held my tongue and sat there because I don't want to fight. I don't know how. I don't. It's not me. I've had some things just sitting and thinking about this that I felt guilty about not speaking up about. And I have to forgive myself because these things should have never happened in the first place. So I'm working on that because it's been hard. And I've had some uncomfortable conversations with friends that have said things. And, you know, it's caused me to be uncomfortable around them for years.
Wow.
And so I've had to just, you know, to say like, hey, you've said some things and it makes me uncomfortable. I literally have to step on my toes around you because I'm afraid that you're going to, you know, another microaggression might slip or, you know, but I'm just happy that we're talking about it and people are thinking and learning and that, you know, there are changes being made to theater and La Duca finally put those extra shades in there without charging the extra fee. And can I return my shoes and get those shoes for free? Because it's about time. Y'all took too long. And we already said this. You know, why do I have to go through the extra trouble to get shoes that match my skin tone? Why do I have to go through the extra trouble to get tights and undergarments for shows to match my skin tone? Why do I have to go through the extra trouble of doing my hair by myself? Because you don't know how to deal with Black hair and put on Black wigs on Black people. Because you went to school and you were taught how to deal with white hair only. Because that's the norm and that's what you know. But my hair is not normal. Because you don't know how to deal with it. And I feel bad. No, I've apologized so many times to creatives. Like, I'm sorry. Upon getting a show, like, and the wigs, like, I have a lot of hair. I'm sorry. I have to unlearn that because it's not my fault.
You should know. You have beautiful hair.
Thank you. And you should know how to accommodate and you should learn how to deal with my hair. It's not me. It's not my fault. And so many of my friends have dealt with that. And we sit and we're quiet and we feel bad. And I've dealt with threats of, like, hair supervisors being like, we're gonna have to cut this off. Like, no, No, we're not going to have to cut this off. You need to learn how to do what you're doing. Why aren't there brown mics? Why is my mic white? You know, like things like that. It's little things just to make us, Black Lives Matter. So the little things matter. Like these things that we internalize and don't talk about, we all talk about it. Like to collectively, all the Black people in theater, we have these conversations. We do. It's just now we're finally being like, hey, since you guys want to talk about Black Lives Matter, let's do the work so that people don't feel othered in our own community.
Right.
Let's make changes, you know.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing all that and opening up. But let's change the narrative.
Yeah, so let's go. Let's do the work. Like,
time's up, y'all. Time's up for so many things.
Absolutely.
Right? You should not, as a female, as a Black person, Black female, trans folk, like there's never a reason you should feel othered because someone else has put you in that box.
They don't know how to do their job, yeah.
Right. It's, you have such a gift, and I want your gift to be able to be shown to the world without that extra baggage and weight being placed on you that you have to apologize for anything. Because, girl, you don't have to apologize for nothing.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope that we are making the changes, and I just hope that people continue to have uncomfortable conversations and stand up for things. And I hope that people that are allies step out and actually be allies, because there are also so many situations where things have happened in front of my white castmates or coworkers who just, and even where I have been in situations where I'm so uncomfortable to say something, you have power where I don't. So if something's wrong, please, because I'm tired. We're tired.
Right.
It's just, yeah.
It's our responsibility to stand up beside you, alongside you,
absolutely,
with you. And that's, I see Judy commented in a book study of, so you want to talk about race, they talked about microaggressions last night, and I'm learning and I'm working on being better.
That's all that you can do. That's all we can ask. If you just make yourself aware,
right,
that's just, that means a lot. It really does.
There's so much that I didn't realize I didn't know. And now that I know, I'm going to keep that right here, and I'm going to be the best ally and friend I can be on all the issues. And I've been thinking a lot about it with race relations and pronouns. I've been adding she, her, like everything, and helpfully corrected someone the other day when they misspoke, because sometimes you slip. But also, I want to be that helpful friend as, you know, a straight
person. And it's not even a big deal. Just say, oh, and correct yourself. It's as little as that. And I know I used to freak out and be like, oh God, I messed up. It's literally just, sorry,
move on.
We're moving.
No.
And shout out to the Generation Z, because I truly feel that the generation below us is doing the work. I feel like I've noticed, because in certain programs that, you know, the choir that I used to be in, and just seeing the younger generation speak up and calling people out, this is why we have to change things. This is why things have to change, because we have to do the work for the future so that these kids are not dealing with the same thing. This is what it's about. That is why we're doing the work, because we're actively working on changing our world in general. Things that were okay before are not okay now. You know, I constantly am correcting my parents on things. And I feel like because of the younger generation and because of everything that's been happening, you know, as I said, I'm working actively to stand up for myself. And because of everything happening, I've been inspired to speak up for myself in so many different walks of life. And I don't think I would have been able to do that. And I don't think I would be working on that as much as if it wasn't for just being inspired by people around me and just the world right now. And the kids that I know that are much younger and generations below me that are speaking up and just,
such a good point. And to tie it back in with FLS, like, it's something that I know this Anthony was really good at, asking and making it so normalized, like, hey, I'm Anthony, he, him, in case if it comes up, and And if someone did accidentally misgender, you just take a moment and be like, hey, I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. It's actually this. And seeing that up on a stage on Broadway was really inspiring for me.
Uh-huh. We used a platform. That's what it's about. And I love that. I love working with humans that get it.
Yes. Yes, humans and dogs like Slim.
Hi, Slim. Welcome back. He's out of here.
Oh, I'm going to put him on the couch.
Yes.
That's how I lay down, too.
This is my favorite. Give up.
Just give up. Cutie.
And look, he's just hamming for the camera.
I know. That's why you did that. We see you. We see you.
Yeah.
Lily, shake that tail. Get him.
Yes, Slim. Okay. So I want to be conscious of your time. I just want to ask quickly if there's anything, because We Are Freestyle Love Supreme comes out this Friday and we have a few days to kind of prep, any little tidbits or Easter eggs or thoughts that we should kind of keep in mind while we watch it?
I'm like, you know what my mind immediately went to? I was like, create a drinking game in your head right now. Give it to show. She'll tell everyone. That's what just happened. Maybe every time they say mic check. I don't know.
Yeah.
yeah, just it's super fun to see the guys as babies and just truly how the journey happened and you know, the story of how they came together. And I'm so glad that Andrew Freed, who's the person that was filming and guys all those years ago. It's wild that he decided to do that and it's just turned into this huge thing.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah, I hope everyone to see it.
So excited. I remember seeing some folks filming us at the one off Broadway and thinking like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
Even we were getting some like signatures and photos in the lobby because it's fun to be a fan and thinking, I can't wait to see what they use with this. So
yeah.
You know, I don't know if they use any like fan stuff from the lobby, but it was cool just seeing that process and like, especially being a reporter and videographer, I love just seeing some of the behind the scenes. So I just
and
can't
apparently
wait.
I think that, so I saw a cut, but I don't even know what the final cut is going to be.
Oh.
So I mean, I wonder if it'll change. We'll see. I'm just excited as you are.
Awesome. Yes, that's amazing. And so are there any nonprofits or charities that you'd like to give a shout out?
Sure. Definitely Broadway for Racial Justice. I love what they're doing. So check out them. Brianna's Taylor's Killers are still living their lives. So let's go to StandWithCom, and that's where you can find more resources, where you can call and you can sign petitions. And I mean, you had my friend Sean on here and they are starting a black owned business where they are going to be opening a coffee shop. And I've seen Sean do many events where they get people together and do music. And I'm so proud of them. So please donate to that because it's time to invest in some black people who are doing good in the world.
Yes. Yes. Zuni's Cafe. I cannot wait. Please go. Sean's been doing twerkathons, which are so much fun.
I was on one the other day. I was like, you really want me to do this, Sean?
That's amazing. Yeah, just combining my love of coffee and Broadway and racial justice. And that, I can't wait. I'll definitely make a trip out to California when they get that up and running.
Better have some smoothies, because I don't drink coffee. But I'm a girl.
I'm sure. Just make sure Sean knows that and then Amazing. And where can the good people find you on social media?
All at Anissa Folds, A-N-E-E-S-A, Folds, like Ben, like folding a paper, like folding laundry. My parents heard it all. Carol folds the laundry. Carol folds the paper. Like, I don't think that's very funny, but.
Thank you. Thank you for all of those. Amazing. Thank you so much. Y'all can find me at BY Show, as you see across this lovely banner here from Chelsea Hill. Thank you, Chelsea. And if you like what you're seeing, please subscribe. And if you want to join this super cool community called the Showtreons, we have a BY Show Patreon, and we do monthly video chats and trivia nights like tonight coming up in an hour. And we're going to have a Freestyle Love Supreme viewing party on Friday. So many fun things that you can join. Now's a great time.
Yeah. Freestyle Love Supreme has an academy. Join that too if you want to rap.
Please do. If you're ever thinking, hey, this freestyling or beatboxing or improv, that sounds like fun. Do I have a lot of the talent to do it? I'm gonna take us out by just doing this. Look at you go, Anissa Folds. You can do things that you didn't know. So thank you so much for the chat, because this was all the best at bat going for you. I got the friendship. I appreciate y'all, and I'll see you at the show. That's it. See you later. Bye. Freestyle. Love Supreme. Come on Friday.
Bam. Period.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the second episode of B-Way Show, the podcast. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe so you can be a spy on the inside for future episodes. Want to see pictures of Slim taking over my newsfeed? You can find me at B-Way Show across social media, where I promise ample amounts of dog photos. You can also watch this full conversation with Anissa Folds over on B-Way Show YouTube.
Thanks to Kyle Braxton, aka Geddon, for these awesome beats, Jelani Remy for the beautiful intro riff, and Chelsea Hill, aka Illustrating Diva, for the cool cover art. If this was your jam, you can become a Showtreon. Head over to patreon.com/bwayshow. We do weekly trivia and monthly video chats. It's a fun time. Come check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.